Monday.
That's off a half a beat.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a Monday.
No one bats 1,000.
I try to.
It's impossible. You can't bat 1,000. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder, proving on a daily basis that you can't bat 1,000. That's our goal. Seems like a weak goal.
So what are batting averages? What's a good average?
Well, a good average in baseball is a 300 hitter, meaning you succeed 3 times out of 10. I think we come close to that.
Does anyone get 1,000 in baseball?
No.
Well, then you truly can't bat 1,000.
You can't bat 1,000. If you bat 300, you're among the game's elite. I don't think the Cubs had a guy batted 300 all year last year. I don't think.
Next year, we'll see what happens. We'll the White Sox are rebuilding. Maybe it's going to be a crosstown classic World Series.
Yeah, I bet it will.
I'm positive.
All right, some notable deaths over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Your friend Charles Manson's no longer with us, Wendy.
You know,
clocked out at 83.
And 83 is a pretty long time. I started thinking, this guy's probably going to outlive me, and look what he's done.
Considering his lifestyle.
Well, he's in prison now, so I don't think you can smoke in prison anymore, can you?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think you can.
Probably a smoking lounge.
I bet he was at the
smoking lounge. I don't know. I bet you can smoke in prison because they want to keep those. They want to give those guys something, you know.
Why?
They don't have a whole lot.
Well, they're in jail.
I know.
It's not supposed to be a country club.
But the whole barter system in prison has to do with cigarettes.
I think you've been.
You screw up the barter system if you take away cigarettes.
Could someone call us 312-235-2525? Someone, if you've just recently gotten out, if you have a loved one incarcerated right now, I really don't think that you can smoke.
By the way, Wendy, insider tip, we don't call it prison. We call it the big house. That's what we call it. I was in the big house. That's prison. It's not cool to say prison.
I am so naive about it, and I don't think you can smoke anymore. You're just...
The joint, I will sometimes also say. I just did my term in the joint.
Your term?
Yeah. That's what you say. You don't say, I'd served my time in jail. That's for ninnies.
I didn't know you were scared straight with Bill Love.
Yeah.
So on tomorrow Orange night... is the New Black, they don't smoke.
Don't they ever?
No, they sneak them. And they get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, I thought you could still smoke in prison. I'm not going. I'm out.
All right, so yes.
So tomorrow night, we're going to sit Shiva at Charles Manson's house, and I don't know what to bring. I have no idea what to bring. A casserole, I guess. We'll see. All right, so Charles Manson's gone. This is our tribute.
And he's probably going to live longer than me. I said off the air about you, but you're going to live to 100. That's your goal.
I hope to live to 100.
I'll take 83. That's pretty good. I mean, I'd like to go longer.
Yeah, longer's
but
better.
If I make it to 83, I'll
You'll be
shocked.
Happy?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't think with Charles Manson, like as a young man, you wouldn't go, oh, this guy will live to be 83.
Yeah.
You'd bet against that every day, wouldn't
right.
you? Yeah, I'm surprised he lived that long. All right, so he's gone. Mel Tillis, who we talked about 2 weeks ago, we were talking about sitcoms of the era, not sitcoms, variety shows, and Mel Tillis for a year was on a show called Mel and Susan Together. It was Mel Tillis and Susan Anton, which made no sense at all.
No.
And the show was awful. I watched it every week. I never missed
did?
It. Yeah, I never missed it. Because I thought there must be a
beautiful.
Reason that they put these guys together. And every show, they would have a monologue. Now, it worked with Sonny and Cher because they were married and they knew stuff about each other. And the same with Captain and Tennille, you know. But with Mel Tillis and Susan Anton, they didn't have anything in common. So she would just come out there and start to tell a story, and he would ask questions. But it was funny back then if you stuttered or stammered. That was funny. So he would ask her a question. He would stammer while he was asking, and the audience would go nuts.
Was that intentional, or did he actually have a stuttering problem?
He had a bad stuttering problem.
Did he really?
Yeah. Not when he sang. When he sang, he was fine.
That's weird, isn't it?
But when he would talk. Because Johnny Carson used to have him on, and again, that was his hook, is, you know, he'd start to tell a story, and it would, you know, they'd be running, Mel, we're running out of time, and he would, and he would stammer.
You sure it wasn't intentional?
No, it was real. It was for real.
Because James Earl Jones is allegedly a stutterer, too.
Yeah, and John Stossel.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But
famous stutters for a thousand, Alex?
For some reason, if it's scripted, the mind somehow processes it differently as opposed to just having to talk. That's where the problems arise somehow. I don't know why. You would almost, well, I guess that makes sense because it's fixed.
Right. Because when people speak, they frequently say, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of those
fillers,
yeah.
secondary fillers.
I'm guilty of it completely, so I may as well stutter.
Mm-hmm. Now, somehow the word stutter fell out of favor. If you said somebody stammers, everybody accepts it, but you go, that guy's a stutterer, and it's like, oh, you can't, you don't want to say that. Say he stammers. He doesn't stutter. But it's the same.
I never used the word stammer ever before.
But that's become, like, more politically correct somehow. I don't know the reason. I have no idea the reason. And then the third death, and I'm glad I'm not mentioning David Cassidy's name, because all weekend he was on death watch.
Yep.
His organs have shut down.
Well, here's the weird thing about that, if I may, before you tell us about the third death. With David Cassidy, we spoke to him within the last year, wasn't it?
I think it was just over a year ago.
And he sounded under the influence, in our opinion.
Yeah, something wasn't right.
He had mentioned that he had dementia, but then there was also reports of a couple DUIs that happened.
Yeah. We had him on because he was selling most of his things.
Right. He was having
an estate sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's bad. And then his organs are shutting down, allegedly, according to what I've read all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
it said his family had gathered around him.
Right.
All bad signs. Not a single sign in there where you go, there's that. No, everything's
bad. But dementia doesn't typically cause your
organs to shut down.
Yeah.
No.
So that's what I mean. I know that he did have some DUIs. He did have some alcohol troubles.
Yes.
And it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird to say this now. He's still with us. We've not lost David Cassidy. But he was one of those guys. Now, keep in mind, this was a different era. But he was one of the coolest guys. Like, he's
best
one of those guys that
ever.
Every guy wanted to be him and every girl wanted to date him. You've heard people say that about me. But, but with him, you go, yeah, look at that guy. He's a singer and an actor. The only kind of weird mark would be, remember the show David Cassidy, Man Undercover? So
not
at this
really.
Time, David was in his 30s, but he was playing a high school kid, and everybody accepted. It was like 21 Jump Street. He was infiltrating high schools to get behind whatever you get behind when you're infiltrating a high school. But he was like in his early 30s, but all the high school kids just assumed, he's cool, man. He's one of us. No, he's 31. He's not a high school kid. No,
he looked young, though. Come on.
He looked young, but he didn't look that young. Remember, like when Welcome Back, Kotter was on, and you go, I'm in high school. None of these guys would be in high school.
I just watched the show. I didn't,
question their age.
Go, Deborah Lee Scott looks like she's older than I
am.
What was her name?
Hotsy Totsy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Why do I question anything?
Deborah Lee Scott was also Mary Hartman's sister.
Yes.
Yeah. She's very good on that.
She was really good.
And she died. She died a long time ago.
Deborah Lee Scott?
Yeah. She's long gone. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's sad.
Can I mention the third?
Yeah.
Death comes in threes, Wendy. Which is so untrue. Because death comes in thousands. Thousands of people die every day.
I know.
All right. So the third one, you had your Charles Manson, you had your Mel Tillis, and then Earl Hyman also died.
Who?
Earl Hyman.
Who's that?
He is the father of Bill Cosby on The Cosby Show. Remember whenever they'd show the grandparents, like the grandparents would come over.
Oh, yeah.
And the Huxtables would perform for them. They would do like a pantomime, a song on the stairway. Which we've all done.
Haven't I would you done like that? To have done that, but my family didn't partake. I was the only one who did it.
Wait, when your grandparents came over for a special holiday episode, your family didn't do some song pantomime on the stairs?
No.
Oh, Wendy, you missed out. Now, here's the cool thing about Earl Hyman. In addition to being Bill Cosby's dad on the Cosby Show, he also did cartoon voices of characters that were way, way younger, like on Thundercats and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember him. I'm looking at him now.
He had
totally
kind of snowy, whitish hair.
Yeah.
very cool guy.
What do you mean, very cool guy?
I thought he was a cool guy, Earl Hyman.
He was 91.
I wish my grandfather was more like him. Then I'd do more pantomimes for him on the stairs. So all those celebrities are gone. Bad weekend for celebrities, Wendy. Bad weekend.
Yeah, but...
Who'd go to Charles Manson's funeral?
I don't...
That's going to be poorly attended, in my opinion.
I was just thinking, when I heard the news that he was ill.
Yeah.
And near death.
Yeah.
I was... Remember recently some girl went to marry him?
Yeah. Even in his last days, he couldn't find true love. It's fizzled.
It did fizzle. But yeah. I just don't...
Because she opened her eyes. She went, what am I doing?
But...
I can't marry you. Did I mention you're Charles Manson?
I know that's kind of a deal breaker, all right?
I'd say the ultimate deal breaker.
I got it. But still.
I'm willing to forgive a lot of things, but once I go, all right, pros and cons. Let's start out with the cons. You're Charles Manson.
All right, that's the number one deal breaker. But also, you're in prison, so it's not like, you know, you can have a little house together and grow old with, you know, sitting on the rocking chairs on the front porch.
Right.
So what possesses these women to do this?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
And I know the Menendez brothers had...
Oh, a lot of guys go to prison, and all of a sudden there's women coming out of the woodwork. They love the prisoner. But what, I mean...
I guess maybe...
You know where he is. Like, a lot of women are like, I don't know where I haven't seen my husband in 3 hours. I don't know where he is. If your husband's in prison, you go, yeah, cell block 4. I know where he is.
And you don't have to share the bed.
Right.
You get the bed to yourself every night.
Plenty of bed space. There's that.
Maybe there are some advantages, but if you look up and you see Charles Manson, that is a deal breaker.
I'm just trying. Now, you don't have daughters, but I'm trying to imagine that phone call where one of them goes, hey, I'm bringing my boyfriend Charlie's coming home for the holidays.
Well, he wouldn't.
He was kind of famous. For a while.
Well, they wouldn't let him out.
No, I guess not.
That would really
would
be
make
big
that
news.
Argument. But it's the holidays.
Celebrity voice.
He had a weird vocal. I don't know what he was doing. He was crazy, that Chuck Manson.
He was trying to make people think he was crazy.
He was trying to make people love him, Wendy, and you wouldn't let him in.
No, he wasn't. I wouldn't let him in.
Do me a favor. Open the door and let him in.
No, Paul, I won't.
Former Beach Boy Charles Manson.
Well, he wanted to be...
He wanted to be a Beach Boy.
And was it Brian?
People have said that's what made him snap, is that he couldn't be a Beach Boy, and because of that, he snapped.
Who was there?
Unlike that with Oasis. The Gallagher's won't let me in, so I'm going to snap.
They're going to snap and hit you. They have a worse temper than you have.
Way worse. Way worse. Yeah. All right. That's our salute to Charles Manson. Hope you enjoyed it. Transcripts are not available through Burrell Transcripts. Don't even try. We'll take a quick break. Kim Gordon's here. She'll give her thoughts on the loss of Charles Manson and then other news. Stick around. Phil and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you. Why don't you just tell Jasmine what you wanted to tell her?
Jasmine, could you find me some German music, some typical German music? Not for the show, I just,
chicken
for after
dance.
The show. Some what?
That's chicken German? Dance?
No.
That's German?
Is that German?
I think it is.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Oompa-pa.
Yeah, like that. More,
oh, you
more,
mean like that.
More traditional, yeah. Yeah. Is the chicken dance German? I don't know if
that,
yeah,
was.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
How about Dankeschön?
That would be lovely. That would be very, very nice. Before we do the German story, possibly accompanied by authentic German music, we'll see. There was another celebrity death that I left out over the weekend. AC/DC's guitarist and co-founder Malcolm Young died.
This is
he was 64.
Bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, is it you guys, or do you notice that more people die around the holidays?
Yeah, in the past I have noticed this. Now, this last year, for some reason, there's been so many celebrity deaths. I mean, you're always going to get a handful, but yeah, during the holidays, always.
And it always seems to happen in threes, people say.
Well, now this was the fourth one, so.
Well, now we're going, luckily. Maybe we're going for six now. Maybe we're going
Manson doesn't count.
Threes.
Manson is a celebrity? You don't think?
I guess sickeningly
Why
so.
Given the time of day.
Yeah, I guess.
But you know what I noticed with this year? People aren't blaming the year. Remember, damn you, 2016.
Right.
No one's blaming 2017 this year.
What are they blaming now?
I don't know.
Harvey Weinstein.
If it wasn't for him.
All these celebrities wouldn't have died.
We would have a lot more celebrities. So thanks, Harvey Weinstein, for ruining everything. Were you able to find any German music? Yeah? All right, let's play a little bit of this. Listen. It's very festive.
Makes me want to have a beer.
Yeah.
Makes me want to spin some plates. German plates.
It makes me want to have a huge Bavarian pretzel.
Yeah.
Served by one of the women. You know, anytime there's a movie where it's Oktoberfest, you get a blonde, very buxom woman with a huge tray of beer.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so here's the story.
And a bustier.
Yeah.
She's always wearing some kind of a, you know, like the Swiss Miss girl.
Yeah.
I know that's Swiss, but
her hair
close.
Is in kind of pigtails, and her name is Gretchen. Maybe I dreamt that part. I might have dreamt that part. All right, so listen to this story. This is about a German man who found his car 20 years after he lost it.
Farfignugen.
Far away Fig Newton.
Fig Newton.
Almost every driver has been there, it says in the story. When parking in a lot or garage, it is easy to misplace your car. But while most drivers locate their cars after a few frustrating minutes, one German man had been searching for 2 decades.
I know how that happens.
For 2 decades?
Maybe not that long.
No, that's too long.
Man, I hate when that happens.
Well, normally... Now, I don't know about you, and it doesn't happen here because we have assigned parking here, but when Wendy and I worked at WLS, there was a parking garage about a block away, and you could park on any one of 1 to 11 floors, and it was different every day, and there were days where I got out of work and I went, I'm either on 3 or 9, and I don't remember which.
I know, I did that
too. Horrible.
And in shopping malls, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to the Hawks game or something, I take a picture of where we parked.
That's smart. That's very smart.
Yeah, I do it now at O'Hare because one time I knew what floor I was on, but I didn't notice that there were several different elevator banks. And I went in the wrong elevator bank. So now I say, you know, I'm parked on Bulls 5,
right.
Elevator bank center or whatever. Otherwise, if you go in the wrong elevator bank, you have no idea where your car
right.
is.
And you could 20 years later find your car.
Try it at Disneyland, where it's like the world's largest parking lot.
We parked in Mickey 5.
That's right. It's always like that. I know it was Thump or something. Where is it? Where's the car?
But yeah. I take pictures of where I park
that's
now.
That's a very smart move. This man, the German man who'd lost his car, his search came to an end, according to a local paper, when German police came across an abandoned Volkswagen Passat while demolishing a parking structure in Frankfurt. The car had been reported as stolen by the now 76-year-old man back in 1997. However, it turns out the car had not been stolen. It was just left to rust in the garage, and that happened 20 years ago.
Holy moly.
Police say the car could not be driven, and it would be sent to the scrap heap.
The scrap heap?
Yeah, that's what they have in Germany.
Does he at least get the money for the scrap?
That it would seem right, wouldn't it?
Isn't it weird, though, that he didn't get, like, a police officer or somebody just to drive him through the...
I don't know why he wouldn't do
that. He didn't want that car.
Maybe
right.
that's it.
You're right.
Maybe that's it.
That's what it is.
Almost
You're
any
totally
parking
right.
structure, if they see you wandering around aimlessly, they'll say to you, why don't you here, just hop in.
Right, yeah.
They all have a small, like a mini, like a Lego Jeep that they put you in, and you just kind of go up floor by floor until you find
I
it.
I helped some woman yesterday.
Did
was
you
it
do
yesterday
that?
Yesterday or two. Yeah, it was just at a mall, and she's like, I can't remember where I parked. And I said, do you need some help here? And she said, well, I think it's there. And I said, just walk around and kind of hit
yeah.
your little button. And she goes, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, now, too, you have Find My iPhone. Maybe we need an app, Find My Car.
Find Your Car.
And it just...
So, wait, somebody doesn't have that already? They
well, on my
to.
Car, I have an app for my car, so it will pinpoint exactly on a map where it is. So it's
nice.
Kind of like that.
Would you have done the same thing if that woman had been a man? If you saw a man walking
yes.
around aimlessly, you still would have done it?
Because it was an elderly woman.
Would you have done it if it was Charles Manson?
He wouldn't have been at the mall.
Just some last-minute Thanksgiving things he needed to pick up?
He needs something at Brookstone.
That chair that gives you a massage.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that he's missing in his life. The massage chair for Manson. Oh, no. So there you have it. A happy ending for a man who lost his car 20 years ago, and now he has it.
I really can see how that can happen. Although 20 years, you're right, Kim, he just didn't want it.
Yeah, he didn't want it.
When there was the great snowstorm of 1967, now, Kim, I know you weren't living here at the time, but you've heard stories about
yes.
it, right? All right. So my grandfather at the time parked his car somewhere, and the car got snowed in, as many people's cars did. There was so much snow that you couldn't get it out. He tried and tried and tried. And then he just left it there until spring.
And did it start?
Yeah, it started fine.
Like immediately? Didn't even have to jump it or anything?
No. Wow. It just started right up, but he lost all
interest. Boy, they made cars really well back then, didn't they? They sure did. Buy American.
Built to last. Always buy American, yeah. So he just, and then, like, once he drove it home, then he was done with driving. He didn't want to drive anymore.
That was it?
Yeah. He was a guy
who just
had
to come full circle and be done.
Right. He didn't want to be like this German guy.
Right.
He's like, that's the last thing I need, is that sort of thing. So, yeah. Yeah.
It'll rust in my driveway. Right. See, new cars would not start if you left it out there. We have two cars, one we don't use very often, and sometimes it just kind of sits there. And then when we go to use it, it sometimes needs a jump. Granted, it's older.
How long do you go between drives in it?
There was one time where we left it for maybe a few months.
Yeah.
A couple months.
Yeah.
And it just, maybe it started, but it was just really...
You have to rev the battery every once in a while, right? Is that the key to this?
I guess. I'm just surprised the whole winter went by and his car started.
Yeah, yeah. It was a time of miracles.
And then he stopped driving.
Here's a story about a boy. I read this on Friday. We didn't get to it on the show. But there's this boy who all he wants to do is dance in his high school's dance competition, but because he's a boy, they won't let him.
Why?
I'll tell you the story. And, you know, I'm very sensitive to this sort of thing now. We saw this movie.
Because you're a famous dancer.
I am not a famous dancer.
He could have been.
He could have been.
Our mayor was a baller. You know, he did ballet.
He studied ballet.
Mayor,
yeah. Yeah.
I guess he's a ballerina.
No,
male?
I don't think you're. If you're a guy,
ballet
you're not,
dancer.
Ballet dancer.
Yeah.
You're not a ballerina.
No, ballerina. I think it always implies
always for women.
Yeah.
Unless you have a bun.
Yeah.
A man bun.
Yeah. Then it's okay. Then it's okay. Attorneys for a Wisconsin boy, and I just want to start out by saying, I'm sensitive to this. Are you leaving?
Oh,
I just got up. Like
I have to
I
stand.
Will not
I am
sit.
Having back issues today. I will not
Are you
stand
all right?
for this. Yeah. I just can't sit in this chair, so go ahead.
Do you want Charles Manson's back massage chair?
Will you shut up? He's dead.
I know. His chair is available now if you want it. He just got it at Brookstone. It's only been used once.
No.
Attorneys for a Wisconsin boy. Oh, I was going to say, I'm sensitive to this because we went to see the movie Wonder over the weekend.
Oh, I heard it's really good.
Yeah. You know who needs to see it? Is
Charles Manson.
Well, Charles Manson would have loved this movie,
oh
Kim. As a side note, this would have made him weep.
I doubt it.
I think any kid who's got any kind of a bullying gene in him where he feels the need to belittle other kids, or if you're a parent whose kid you're afraid may be a bully, or maybe even if your kid is bullied, it's a good movie to see because it really shows.
So anyone should see it?
I wouldn't say anyone. I don't think Jasmine should see it. She's our producer. I don't think she'd enjoy it.
Why?
Because I just don't think she'd like it. She likes movies about stock car racing.
No, she doesn't.
But it really, like, it's one of those movies where you go, boy, you knew bullying was bad, but when you see the toll it can take on some kid.
We all know it.
It was a little bit different. But there was a time where it was so much more, it was never acceptable, but it was kind of like, well, you're a kid. There's going to be bullying. That's it. Can't do anything about it.
But, you know, you should never bully anyone. But if you do, I mean, it shouldn't be something that you cannot change about yourself. Like, I bullied you
somebody
about bad jeans the other day.
Yes, you did.
Which I have to come back and say they really weren't that bad.
Because you were asked by management to say that.
No, I was not.
You had a timeout after the show, didn't
no,
you?
No, I did not. But, I mean, you know, things you can change about yourself. Again, you shouldn't bully anyone, but if you do...
But this kid was born with...
Yeah.
He's got... His face wasn't quite right. I don't remember what the name for the syndrome that he had was. But, yeah, you see all these kids who are... Some of the kids are just curious. You know, what happened to your face? You know, there's that. But then other kids are just out and out mean to them.
Yeah.
And I think...
Because kids have a honesty that adults don't have, you know.
Right.
So
You're
I
right.
get that part.
Right.
But...
Right. But he said, like... The kid in the movie said that kids just stare because they don't know what to do, you know?
But kids do that.
Right.
Kids stare at me.
Right. Do you want to say why or not? It's best that we not say why.
No.
All right. I know a guy whose son has a horrible, horrible condition where it looks like he's been in a fire. It's a horrible, horrible
Poor
condition.
Thing.
And he's had this for years. And my friend said that He goes, in his case, adults are the ones that are always mean. He goes, kids are more curious and will ask just the honest, what happened to you? How come you look different? But adults say mean things all the time, and they treat him.
That upsets me.
It's
very
upsetting.
Don't we know better as adults?
Yeah, you would think, right? Wouldn't you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that adults always say to him, hey, you got to put some sunblock on your kid or something. Not to be mean, but they're just trying to be, quote unquote, helpful. And he goes,
like he does. He hasn't thought of that.
Right.
I mean, it has nothing to do with it. But I mean, like somebody actually thinks they're trying to help by saying that.
Yeah.
That's when you slap someone.
No, you're not allowed.
Or kick them in the junk.
No, that you can do.
Because that is so. I am so sick of everybody getting in everybody else's business. I really am.
I know.
How dare they say something?
And let the record show that Wendy is standing up for this.
Shut up.
Why are you?
I'm having a back spasm, and I can't. It was fine when I was sitting downstairs, but these chairs suck up here.
Yeah.
So I have to stand.
Do you want the WGN chiropractor to come by?
No. It's just a muscle thing.
By the way, I'm not sure David Jennings is a fully licensed chiropractor, but he says he is. So
he will crack your back.
Yep. All right. Attorneys for a Wisconsin boy who wants to compete with his high school dance team have filed a federal civil rights complaint after the Minnesota State High School League barred him from a championship competition.
So is it a girl-only thing?
I guess so. And it shouldn't be, should it? Why should it be only girls?
There's always that that stray girl who plays on the girls or on the boys' football team.
Almost always as a kicker. Not always, but usually. But I'd be fine if
you're a sexist.
I'm not. It's true. They always go, oh, I'll let them just kick. The Bears could use anybody who could kick at this point.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty bad.
The Pacific Legal Foundation filed the complaint on Tuesday with the Office of Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Education. It argues that Minnesota's policy is discriminatory and violates Title IX, which bars sex discrimination in educational programs that receive federal funds. So that's a good argument. You go, hey, you're getting federal funds. You got to let everyone participate. Caden Johnson's 15 years old. He attends Superior High School in Wisconsin.
Not that superior.
Mm-hmm. The school allows him to dance with the team. The Minnesota League told Johnson in December that he couldn't compete with his team in competitions in Minnesota because that state does not allow boys on high school dance teams.
So you can't sue the school. It's not, there's,
right.
You know, it's.
It goes higher than the state. It's not the school, it's the state.
Well, and it's another state because he's in Wisconsin. This is Minnesota.
Right. So does that imply that he could in his home state dance in competitions, but once he crosses the border, that's where the problem is? That's not fair.
It isn't fair.
No.
Membership.
He's part of the team.
He is part. Right. Now, if this was a movie, the rest of the team would stand behind him and go, he's a teammate. If he can't dance, none of us dance.
Right.
Is everything a movie to you?
Almost everything. Yeah. Membership on athletic teams can be restricted to one gender if their overall athletic opportunities have previously been limited. This according to a Minnesota state statute. Now, I get that, right?
If it's a girl's thing.
Right.
But then they should have a boys' dance club.
They should, but I'm not sure they get enough people to make it worthwhile, right? Like at this whole school, only one guy wants to dance. Now, my mom was a dance teacher, and almost every year in her studio, she had about 120 or 130 kids, and every year there was always two or three that were boys. And I always thought, good for you. Why wouldn't you? If this is your passion, is something you enjoy.
I danced for many years, and there was one boy in our class.
He was pretty good, right?
It was like 12 people in the class.
Yeah,
there was one boy.
Yeah.
How can you not dance when your mom was such a great dance instructor?
I don't have it in me. There was a time where my mom tried to convince myself and several friends, because we all played sports. We played baseball and stuff. And
it'll
she goes,
help you.
It's good for your agility and it's good
it
for
is.
Your balance and stuff like that. And we took, like, I took like two or three classes and I just went, it's not for me. I can't
Too
do
slow.
It.
Couldn't find tap shoes
there
that fit.
There was no way to. Yes, they had tap shoes for me. Yes. There was, it wasn't.
You tap like, dancing is just funny in my head.
I'll do Singing in the Rain right now.
Really?
Your head would spin. You, now, let the record show Wendy has since sat down. You would stand up again and give me a standing ovation once you saw it.
She needs a massage is what she needs.
No, I need you to wrap this story up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm
sorry.
Kidding.
We know boys who are in Minnesota who want to be part of a dance team. This is according to Johnson's mother. I'm not sure who Johnson is the kid, Caden. I just thought they threw in some extra character. Johnson's mother said that? Wow. But they don't want their names out there because they don't want to be bullied. So she maintains other boys want to dance, but if they do dance, I don't think that's the case anymore.
No.
Do you?
I'm telling you, no. Things have changed. I mean, knowing now what I do with my life on the radio, I would have done things differently in high school. I would have taken theater. It was a very select group of people who did theater back then. Now it's like you have football players that are also in the theater. It's like completely different now than when we were growing
up. Because of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well, and you used to have to focus in on one thing, and now, you know, when you, especially when you're applying to college and stuff, they want you to be more diverse.
Right.
They don't
right.
want you to be so narrow, narrow-minded, not narrow-minded, but, you know, just focused on one specific thing.
When, like I said, when my mom was a dance teacher, there were every year two or maybe three boys. That was it. No more, no less. When my daughters took dance classes at their recitals, there'd be 15 or 16 or 17 boys. So everybody was that old myth that that's not for boys, that's gone. Except in Minnesota for some weird reason. I don't know why.
And mister.
Right.
Make me laugh.
The Minnesota League should not bar boys from competitive dancing, according to Joshua Thompson. He's a Pacific League Foundation attorney. Title IX's requirement for equal opportunity for all students, regardless of sex, is crystal clear, says Thompson. Schools cannot tell either boys or girls that you are the wrong sex, therefore no dancing for you. Now, there are sports that I would imagine girls might be at a disadvantage, but in dancing,
contact sports, they shouldn't let girls play with boys. They shouldn't.
See, I'm torn on that.
I don't like football. I don't think so.
Is
basketball
the only one?
I guess wrestling. You
rugby,
can
rugby maybe.
Rugby probably.
That'd be kind of
wrestling
rough.
Might be tough.
I don't know. There's some good. I've seen girls like on YouTube that wrestle.
Or really good.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Take the guys down in a second.
Yeah.
And basketball is not so much a contact sport like football or rugby is.
Right. Right.
Badminton. What if a guy wants to play a badminton? Didn't you used to play badminton?
I did play badminton. Our school, I don't think had a. I know we didn't have a boys' badminton team, but the girls did.
Do they have co-ed volleyball? Because you could probably.
I don't think at a high school level they do, but extracurricular you could.
Right, like intramurals.
Like beach volleyball or something like that.
Then you could do it. Then
hockey's probably rough too. To have girls on a men's hockey team.
But most high schools have hockey teams here? I don't think they do here, do they?
They are.
I think so.
You could do it through at the Park District.
Our LT High School has a great hockey team.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know about girls' hockey, but I know boys hockey.
Yeah.
But if a girl wants to play, she should be able to.
Right. Right.
And then she can decide if she can handle it.
There was, when I played Little League, there was one mom who was the manager of the team.
Momager?
She was the manager. I don't know the backstory. I imagine it was just as simple as her signing up and why not? And all the guys always made fun. Oh, there's a girl managing the Pirates.
Really?
Not me.
So the Pirates took it all home, right?
They did fine. They didn't do great. They didn't win the championship, but they did fine. But whenever we played them twice a year, she wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary. She understood the game. She was just as good
Who cares? Yeah. And I bet you had better snacks.
That's what I was just going to say. Better treats at the end.
Seat cushions in their dugout. It was very, very nice.
Fresh-cut flowers.
Fresh-cut flowers.
That's mimosa. A very sexist comment that I just participated in, and I don't mean it.
But your back hurts, so you're allowed.
But, I mean, I would do that, and I'm a girl, so.
Right. If one of the boys wanted to play Little League and there was no manager on the team, you would accept that, right?
Absolutely.
You would be the manager. Yeah. Why not?
They didn't want me to. And, you know, I don't know enough about Little League. There was one basketball thing, intramurals with one of the boys, and I helped out. I helped the coach, like, with drills
at
night.
Oh, you did? That's fun, right?
Yeah, I mean, I played basketball in high school. I felt like I could assist
them. So you really
know
the game.
Yeah, but, like, baseball, I don't know.
When Kylie was in her last year of softball, she was on a team that was really pretty good. Actually, they won their division. She was really good. And every once in a while, like the girls on the team, so at this point they would have been in sixth grade, they would just kind of lose interest in the game. And like one of them would start doing cartwheels, like during the game stuff. The other one would start texting and stuff. And I'd always say to the manager, I go, do you ever say anything? Like maybe let's hold off until in between innings we can have cart, like they do in the pros. You never see the players cartwheel on the field, but between innings they're always doing
always
cartwheels.
A cartwheel.
Yeah, you get that as part of the game. So he goes, now this was his excuse. Ah, there's a bunch of girls. And I go, oh, don't say a bunch of girls. They're just a bunch of girls. I mean, they're here to play the game. You could kind of nicely say to them, you can do that on your own time, but during the game, let's focus on the game. But his opinion was, that's girls. They're not going to go any further than this. But that always was upsetting to me.
There are guys that did that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are guys. Yeah, like God, AYSO. That's the first thing you put your kids in, soccer. They, you know, anyone can play. And Michael was not very into it at first. He would just chase the dandelions out there, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, he'd look at me and Jim, and we'd be like pointing to him, like, "Go where the ball is. Yeah. Go where the ball is."
Yeah.
He was really good at Little League, but soccer, he just didn't really care.
Yeah. It's so funny how you'll take a light, there will be one or two sports that you'll just gel with.
Yeah, and some
other
you
stuff,
could.
You go, what am I doing?
You know, kids want to try different things. And our deal with our kids was, if you try it, you're committed to the end. If you don't want to do it again, fine. But you have to see it through the end. Or if you're going to quit, you go tell the coach, we're not.
Yeah.
And then they'd always say at the end, because they'd never go tell the coach.
Yeah, it's too scary to tell the coach. I don't like your coaching skills. I'll take my talents elsewhere. All right, we must close up in just a little bit. Now, I'm worried about your back, though.
No.
Is everything going to be all right?
I went all day, and it was fine. It's just flaring up a little bit now.
Bad.
I got to go do some Advil. And
do you want some Absorbine Junior?
Do you have any in your purse?
I have some Absorbine Senior, which is twice as strong. It's hard to get. Kim, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you, Kim. Sure.
We'll be back in just a little bit. Bring some. If you're driving near the studios, bring Wendy some Absorbine Junior, please.
I'm
back
fine.
After this, Phil and Wendy, WGN.
What?
You have 61 seconds left. Do you think you can make it?
Yes, I do.
I think you can. My money's on you. I think you can make it. All right. We want to thank everybody who appeared on today's show. What a cavalcade it was.
We had a pretty packed show
this
today.
This is a pretty good show. I would stand by this show.
I would
say. You are standing by this show.
Shut up. You know, some things are meant to be left off the air.
Something should definitely be private.
Pat McGann's on the show tomorrow.
I know. Fresh off of his appearance of Stephen Colbert's show. Now he's on our show.
I saw him at Argo T the other day.
Is he working at Argo T?
No, he was filming some kind of television thing, and he was meeting up with someone there. He's about to break.
Wendy, I'm telling you, it's nonstop. It's 24 hours for these
celebrities. He has his own table at Argo.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask him about that. Is it like Cup having his own booth?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Where was Cup's booth?
The pump room.
You're right.
He was at the pump room, booth number one. All right, that's it for today's show. Tomorrow, Argo T booth owner Pat McGann joins us. That should be fun. Feel better, Wendy. Bye, everybody.
See ya.